your glass.
They give us a glass of something.
Yeah, I am. Something cold.
Come in, Granddaddy. Take your thing.
Yeah. All right.
Come over here, Granddaddy.
Granddaddy, sit over here and come, and you sit there.
Yes. Yes, sir, that's for you.
Just
standing there in the shade doing all that work,
wouldn't
it?
Yes, sir. Sure is. But you know, it's pretty warm, though, I have to say.
It's warm even sitting in the shade.
Yes, it is.
You know, that truck does good. You've got that in good shape.
Truck?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's pretty fair shape now. Time for me to go back to the inspection, I guess, by next month, August. Oh. That'd be a year since I was there.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
It comes around too fast.
You do, yes, sir. Well, that's a little bit better than 6 months, but you know, that year's like it's too fast.
Yeah.
I'm not quite ready, but I got to get ready to go. I wanted to catch somewhere and have them wheel check brakes, you know. I want to have that done before I go if I can.
Yes.
Yes.
Where do you get all that done, Willard?
The last one is done, Mr. Miller. Oh yeah, well, he's gone over yonder. He did the last was done on that. But I would go carry down. I thought I would carry down here to the junk place down here at Orange Lake.
Yeah.
You know, that man who can't talk so plain.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that boy down there at Macintosh, down at that golf station?
Well, they say he's good, but you know, every time I go there, he tell me he don't have dialogue. He don't know get to do nothing to me. He said he'd be pushed up with work, and I don't know. He just don't want to work for him or not.
I don't. He won't work for me either.
Yeah, he won't.
No.
Well, he put me off that way every time. I just got tired of bothering him. You know, look like he don't want to.
I don't think he wants too much, you see.
No, sir. Now, he works for Mr. Richardson. He do all day work, and Mr. Wisdom, he do all day work. And God, he's glad to work for them, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice on them.
Yes, sir. But you know, I always think, you know, anybody running a business like that, why, the order... Because I know he wants his money for what he do, but as long as the fella pay him, he'll be satisfied then. I think he should.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
Don't be that way no more. No, sir.
All your old ideas won't work anymore. Right?
No, sir. No, sir.
I don't know what a fella's supposed to do. I know what I do. I just keep going from one fella to another till I find somebody who will do it for me.
That's right, sir.
Yeah.
Somebody who would appreciate the job, really.
Yeah.
It would wait what you care of.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they do it for me, they still, I wouldn't say they appreciate it, they still seem like they're doing me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
They're doing me a favor. I'm not even them.
Yes, sir. Doing your
favor.
Yeah. But how about that money you're giving them?
It doesn't matter anymore whether you got money.
No.
Everybody's got a little bit.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, sir, everybody.
They don't care.
No, that's the truth. That's right.
Well, how'd your crops come out this year?
Well, what I had, it's done very well. Well, I made some watermelons and the coons that. I did eat them up.
Oh, the coons got after them.
Yes, they bad. No, we had a few peaches there, and just enough like to start them, you know, and when the peaches give out, the watermelon is about to get ripe, and they start from, went from the peaches to the watermelon.
Well, what do you know?
Yes.
Well, what, you got something for them now?
Plumpy. I guess the next thing, no, I guess they have to take me for the next time. No, so I might give out a feed for them now. I don't know what they're going to do. Nobody else up there had anything, you know. And so I don't know what they'll do now. You take, people used to kill them out, you used to catch them. But people don't bother with that now. And right across that road, you know, where that, you know, that area where they raised the deers and things, well, that just crossed the railroad, it started at the railroad, and goes on back to Lock Lucy. Well, they don't allow you to kill them or catch them over there. You're not allowed to be caught on that with a dog or a light or a gun or steel trap or nothing after the season is over with, you know. And he just raised them, coon, possum, deers, and quakers, I guess, and rattlesnakes and everything else over there. Plenty of rattlesnake crawls over there too.
Oh, is it?
Yes, that screw up the other side of my house and move back over down the east side.
Miss Data said you lost one of your dogs.
Yes, sir. We did. I don't know. I don't know really what happened, but I think this is the sign what I've seen there, the train must it's a railroad crossing up to this side of my house. It's coming towards the highway about half the distance. Well, we missed the dog that morning. That was Friday morning, and didn't know where it was, and we had to go to Gainesville. And we got on the road piece where the dog, we seen where he wallowed around there at the railroad crossing. Looked like he was trying to get up or something. And from that on, he read about 12-year-old barn out there from that place, and where he drug himself, you know, trying to get to the house, and that's where he died. And that shows something must have happened close around that railroad crossing. Because I couldn't see the dragon nowhere else but from that crossing to where he was lying there.
Oh.
Yes. And I just decided, it was a freight train goes along here, you know, early part of the night, then come back way late hours in the night going south. And I think that train must, that's the only train be on that road at night, just a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you just got one dog left?
Just got one left, yes.
But he don't keep the coons away?
Well, now, I'll tell you how I had to keep them dogs. They used to go hunting so bad to say I had to keep one of them tied.
Yeah.
Well, I keep one tied and the other one keeps the coons away. But I don't think the dogs are so anxious to get on the coon and the coon not afraid of the dogs. But they do run them off. But they come right on back. If dogs on this side, they'll go around and come in on the other side.
Oh.
Yes. And I caught one of the trap the night before last. I had a trap sitting and he got one of them. I think the coon figured he ripped the dog in. I guess he will, which I believe they have been on the coon. Now, one of them by itself, he's not so anxious to get on one by itself, I don't think.
Yeah.
If I don't keep them, one of them tied, then the other one would go hunting and he wouldn't be at home no how. Two of them together would go hunting and I keep one tied, the other one stay at home all right.
They just go hunting and won't come back for a day or two.
No, so it'd be a day or two for to come back.
Well, you know. Well, now that's the way a fellow ought to do, on it.
Yes. I guess they don't treat him like he wanted to go upstairs.
Miss Annie said the coons were getting up pairs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They started now. We got a couple of pear trees there. They started on them. Well, the watermelon wasn't so far from the pears, and so they were just taking everything on the place they could find.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you just picked the pears?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What can you do?
We kind of put the pears, we can them up.
Before they're ripe?
They're near enough ripe for the can up. See, this is July, and they do to get ripe by the last July and first August, you know, about the first August, they be right where you could spell a long way like a can of apple, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be about the first August. Well, that ain't too far off, and they ripe enough for the can up.
That's what she was doing yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, how could you keep the coons off if you tried?
Now, that's a pretty hard job for me to tell you, because if I knew it, I sure would. But there was one way to do it, and that's to try to catch one and kill it, and that'll make them kind of slack off some.
Yeah.
Some, a little, but not much. You'll stop off and come back again.
Yeah.
Wherever they can learn, tell where you catch one of the steel trap or kill him around there, he'll steal for a little while and then come right on back. That's what I used to do with cornfield. I used to raise corn. That's it. I don't try to plant any corn for the mule eater. There's no need to plant it because they'd eat it up before just by the time it would go silking out, you know, they'd tear it up. I wouldn't get none no how. Just do the work for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't leave enough for you to bother with?
No, sir. They'll tear down every stalk in the field. Every one, if he'd be at it long enough.
Is that right?
Yes. They'll tear every one of them down. And they'll tear that corn off, you know. Well, they might leave you the stalk there. That's all you'd get, just the stalk. You'll have the corn.
Well, you know.
What he don't eat up, it'd be rotting on the ground, you know. It wouldn't be no good.
Well, I'll tell you. This, when they had watermelons over here.
Yes.
In the back pasture back there.
Yes.
The coons was right bad.
Yes, sir.
And then they had them up here on the road.
Yes, sir.
And the coons didn't hardly bother them.
He didn't. No, sir. Probably didn't find them. Now, if they learn how to eat them, they'll come to, well, they might be the same place. Now, some people plant in different fields. I know the woods out here. He said he don't have no trouble. A lot of places where he planted now. But I imagine if he'd plant around that second year, they'd learn it, you know, they'd come there. When they first started in mine, it looked like just one come there by himself. He eat watermelon, and next night his mold was here, he come there. Like he went back and got the others.
Yeah.
Yes.
He
told
you. You watched him.
Yes, sir. As you can tell, when one come in, he don't do so much the first time. He's by himself, he don't, but if he go back and get his crowds, then they'll just, or they just ruins them. And I don't see how they can tell when one right. But I ain't never seen where they went into agreement.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They cut a little hole there, you know, and they can take the front leg, you know, another back, and they'll get about everything out of that watermelon. And just a hole, a little bit bigger than a silver dollar, about that size. But he'll get everything out of that watermelon.
And loves to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, they love watermelon. He's crazy about watermelon. But I think the little watermelon just about as bad as they do corn, mutton corn, and then they sure eat that.
Brother Coleman, you know the year that I had watermelons up there?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't see where they bought a one.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, sometime, right, when you look like you at first you don't know how to eat them or how to get into them or something or other, but if one learned it, that, because people back years when they used to plant watermelons, lots of around here, they used to poison them.
Yeah.
They stricken them and put them in a Kool-Aid. You can take it, everybody know how to put it out in Kool-Aid. You take a Kool-Aid and drop them along and you can get lots of them that way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I ain't see what it bothered one.
No.
It was a beautiful surrounded with corn.
Yeah, I know it was.
And they had the best water, largest watermelon I ever raised in my life.
Yo, yeah, you all had fire. I didn't get anything out of them, did you?
Not a dime.
No. These late years, I think, they've been getting a little money out of watermelon.
No, they didn't get a dime out of them.
That's right.
Lived through it, though, probably helped it alone.
Yeah.
What do you got planted now?
Just some sweet potatoes.
Just sweet potatoes.
Yes, sir. Got a little patch of seed there, and I got another little patch back for these younger that, when I planted the younger that, I planted them about the 1st of July. Didn't get a perfect stand on them, not on all of them, on part of them I did, and I'm going to replant them by next week again.
What is that?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got your sweet potatoes in, all right.
Yes, I got them. I got
they look pretty.
Yes, they look pretty good.
And you ready to go put in your suckers? Your vine.
Yes, sir. Yes, I done put it. Last patch I put out, when I put the vines out, one day it was real hot and sun shining, and it kind of didn't live so good.
Yeah.
I got to reset them.
Yeah.
And I
well, you know, a lot of people figure they make better off of the vines that you set out than they do off the dogwoods.
It will. They make a pretty nice potato.
Oh, yes. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And make more of them, and it'd be a nicer shaped up potato.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have them off the drawers.
They sure were good you had last year.
Yeah.
They sure were good you brought last year.
Yes, but them come off the vines. The first ones, when I cut them vines off, I used the drawers. I put out about enough, you know, to make vines enough to what I want to set out, you know. That's where I went to.
Oh, I see.
Yes. To set out enough drawers to make enough vines to set many potatoes as I want.
Yeah.
Try to set the most of them in vines.
But
the drawers that make potatoes, you will be sitting to eat all right enough, but it just won't be as nice potato.
Well, now let me see. Is this about the right season to put in the vines?
Yes, July. July is the best. June and July is the best month. July now is a good time. Of course, I generally put out mine on the moon. I think the moon, about full moon, about... And about the day, 18, day to 18.
Yeah.
I think it's full moon somewhere around about the day. But it's a good time now to put out seed today.
Well, if you put them out the last few days, it's been cloudy.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to set some, but it won't hardly be for next week. Because I'll set them in the evening. I thought maybe about Monday might be then got a shower of rain by that time.
Yeah. It'll be cloudy all over
here. Yes, sir. And that's my time. I'll use it to Monday or Tuesday.
Now you don't put in enough where you can, you got some to spare where you could sell people.
No, of course I had just more than what we needed last year. I sold a few of them last year around different people.
Yeah.
Yes, making no money. I think I let him have a few down here to stew. One while. He got some from somewhere else, but I let him have some. I think I let him have about three or four or five bushels. I don't know who's down here still. I sold some over here to make it up there.
I mean the vines.
Oh, vines, yes. Well, I had enough vines, I said, but you know, when I got the vines ready, I didn't find nobody wanted it.
Well, now that's it. Yeah. That's it. You know, it would be a great help to people. If they knew.
Yes.
Early, you know, they're all looking for those drawers.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And they don't know where to find them.
No.
And, they just don't know where to look.
No,
they?
Sir. No, sir. Don't know. Well, sometimes they used to keep them at, I don't know, I don't go around in seed stores and all like that. You know, they keep seed at.
Yeah.
The Kilgore and Gainesville, they used to keep them, the Johnsons. The Johnson brothers was at this other place down on South Main. They kept them. I used to buy fertilizer and seed from them, and I used to go around their place. But where they at over there on 8th Avenue, I don't go over there. I don't have no business over there now, and I don't know what they have. But they used to have the potato drawers and Kilgo seed store. They had, used to keep them down there downtown.
You like sweet potatoes too, don't you, Ben?
Yes, I do.
They so far over on it now. I don't ever. Again, but you know, it's better. It's cheaper. Like I think Jake Brown bought some drawers, and they cost him about $7 or seven. Somebody told me $7.50 something. Other. That's what he paid for his drawers.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's pretty good price.
That's pretty good price.
Yes, it is. Yes. Sir. Yes, sir,
but now, where you plant yours, you plant them in fresh ground there. You don't need fertilizer much, do you?
No, sir, I don't fertilize too much. Well, in fact, I don't believe, you know, to make a smooth potato, you need some fertilizer, but I don't think you need to really fertilize it too heavy, no how. But make them cracked open potatoes.
Yeah.
You. I noticed, I don't know what they use. Them Gill boys over here, they one year they had some, but right you. Might remember the time and give them the Zeb cell and say them potatoes wouldn't keep a week. Where he came potatoes this Saturday, next Saturday, he had to pick up rotten potatoes.
Yeah.
But you know, something's wrong with it. I just think they probably use that high grade fertilizer too.
Yeah. What kind of fertilizer do you use?
4-7-5. Just the same, like I will use if we're going to plant string beans. That's what I generally put on the string beans or something. And, you know, I just put. Or different, or dressing around a string bean, you know, top dressing or some porridge or something. But it's 4-7-5. That that's what I use for the sweet potatoes.
Well, now the
the
varmints don't bother the sweet potatoes.
It hasn't yet. Now, one year, way back, one year, I see if they scratched a few hills of them, but not. No, so I ain't had no trouble with them, with the sweet potatoes these last. But them the ones when I was seeing where the balls that year, and they was way off from the house down next to a pond, and they scratched a few of them. And that's the only time I ever had them. The ball.
Do the squirrels get bothersome very much?
Squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had corn.
They bother corn.
Yes, sir. He just about all of it off here, and what he don't eat, you know, he'll rot, you know,
yeah,
because the water get in there. And they just get all out in the edge of the scrub. You go in there and get him an elk horn and going out there and eat it. Yesterday, he gave us a lot of trouble. And it is a hard thing to catch, because you never look like strike him the right time, he'd be there.
You know, I've got two of these old tractors here. Neither one of them in account.
Yes.
If I had a trailer where I could drive the tractor up on it,
yes, sir,
and put the plow, the harrow on it, see,
yes, sir,
then you could pull that trailer over to your house,
yes, sir,
and just use the tractor.
That's right, sir.
Because I don't use it.
No, sir.
I use very little.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But it's so hard to get them there.
Get them there.
I remember
right.
one of my friends came out here from town, and he liked the garden a little bit. He
yes.
was out there on the edge of town.
Yes.
Oh, he says, I'm glad to see that tractor.
Yes, sir.
You can just help me tractor my garden.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's been a very small thing, you see.
Yes, sir.
If I could have got it there.
Could have got it there, that's right. Yes, sir. Yes.
But getting it there would cost more than.
That's
all
right.
All the produce he'd made.
Sure. Because if he'd go across that road and tear up that, he'd be out some money. He'd build a road again.
And look how long it takes to get there.
Yes.
No. But it's shameful. You see, I got the tractor.
Yes.
And he got the garden.
Yes.
And it's just shameful.
That's
it's
right.
Shameful. You can't get there.
No, sir.
I have tried ever since I've been out here to get a little trailer.
Yes, sir.
That's low on the ground.
Where you can run your.
That's swung and strong enough where I can move a tractor.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And you know, it just gets away from me.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever tried to do something and you just seem like it never worked out?
Yes, sir. Sure, I have.
Well, now that's been my experience with
yes.
moving a tractor.
Yes, sir.
Now I take the mower around. Now you see the mower in various places. But getting there is more trouble than doing the mowing.
That's true, yes, sir. Well, I guess we better see about getting on what is the damages now.
Let me see. I hadn't seen you in so long, Woodard. Let me see. What do we need to find out about Granddaddy while he's here?
Find out about Rich.
He reported to us pretty well. How is your road up there?
Road?
Yeah.
It's pretty fast shape now.
Yeah.
Yes.
They worked on it?
No.
What?
Just got it. You know, I tell you about that road, it's kind of a hard thing to like to understand. These late years, I don't have trouble with it.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have lots of trouble. Couldn't get out through there, no way but the mule and the wagon. And sometimes it looked like it was too much for the mule and the wagon.
Yeah.
Water. I've got in there and come across where that water stood in the wagon. You know how high that up off the ground. And that water was running in the wagon body.
Yeah.
Down over my feet there. You know, and that had been what you'd call a waist high to a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't have that much water now.
Much as it rained this year, you know, it rained quite a bit the first of the year. And it never been, so I couldn't come out there with the truck. It had rained there just about all night. I was looking to see some water the next day, and it didn't have any water.
Well, You think it's better, the country's drained a little better or something?
Don't know, sir. I tell you, you know, sometimes what a fellow thinks last time, not good talk or anything. Somebody looked like it was kind of a handmaid to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I just figured that it just had to be something like that, you know. But I'll tell you, you know, this ain't my first year here. I've been around in this country all my life, and I've been knowing that place full now.
Yeah.
And he'd never done that before.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, water gets high.
Come out there next to the railroad stand where that water stood there. He's in this man's pastor, but his three phones sits up there, and they've been there all the time, and I knew they was. And one here, and one next one just next to it, and one further. But that first one, this is the biggest phone, is up on a hill. Well, if any water be turned out of that, and it got to go to a low place when it go down to the railroad, that's where my road was, down to the railroad. But see, wasn't a way for it to go under that railroad, and that's where it banks up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I don't like to say anything like that, but you know, his. You know, I've been around this country now about 100 years, and that's long enough to know where the water's there.
That's where the water stands.
Yes, ma'am.
Last time I was up to your house, the bushes was growing out pretty
well.
Well,
the railroad people, they mowed that twice this year. They mowed it. All them big bushes, they got a mower like you got on the back of your tractor there. I didn't know they could tear down such big bushes. Well, it is out there in front of the house, so bushes are so high you couldn't hardly see the train. You just could see the top of the train going on from the house. And they sent a man up there, and he took that little tractor and he tore down all that stuff. Then he mowed it the second time before he left. He left in good shape when he left there, but.
Yeah.
You don't have them there now. They're coming up again, though. Now, but he can got it in good shape for him to mow this next time. If mow it lasts this year, you know, it's good shape for him.
Yes, I remember they was getting way up.
Oh yes, these up. Now you can stand to my house now and until they get up larger and see these cars coming down the railroad from Ilston.
Oh really?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And before, I couldn't hardly see the train pass along the front. I just see the top of it. That's all I see. You couldn't even much see the way to go down the runners. There was some place you couldn't.
Yeah.
Some things are just about high, just about high as the top of your house. Yeah. Some of them, well, they're way up yonder.
Yeah.
Some of them are elder bushes, you know. But he went over there. I didn't know them moles like you got on the back of your, would tear such a big.
Yeah.
What he tore down there, I guess he might have overdone the thing with it, but he sure tore down some little, I call them little trees, what he tore down.
Yeah.
All things.
Yes, sir.
And they say it don't hurt them.
They don't hurt them?
No. As long as you give them the power.
Yes, sir.
See,
yes.
If you slow up, it'll bust it. But if you keep it going fast,
yes,
with a lot of power.
Well, that's what that fellow looked like. When he get in the place, he'd give it a lot of power. I just noticed him driving, you know. I wasn't driving myself, but I just stand there looking at him. Yes, and but he done some wonderful work with it down there.
And he don't need to go fast.
No, sir. Know, that's why he taking it slow.
Just creep through there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But he done a good job. And then before he left there, they went, I don't know how far he went up the road next to Rochelle, but he come back over the same land again down next to my house, up towards the hard road, and he mowed that the second time, and then he left it in good shape. I guess they probably gonna start the mowing it now every year, but it was getting bad.
And the railroad done that.
Yes, sir. Railroad. Yes, sir. They done that. But you know, it had been a long time since they waited. They ain't done no work much like mowing that track. The last work they done that, yes, they mowed it a time or two with a tractor. But when they used to mow with just the men with the old sling you with your hand, they kept it in good shape then. They didn't cost.
Yeah.
They paid them $1.50 a day then, and
yeah.
$2, they kept in good shape, but now they don't do it.
That's right.
Nothing.
They just go over that once or twice a season.
Yes,
and that keeps it down.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know along the road there, them little bushes are growing up, so it'd scrape you
yes,
when
sir.
You're going along there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's in pretty fast shape. Now, but you know, if you stand a long time, but you'll soon grow up there. It won't take so long either. They grow so fast. By the latter part of this year, they'll be a big bushes again.
Does Miss Annie do her own, she does her own washing? Are you all over there?
Yes, me and her together.
Yeah.
So she does, she washes her clothes, and my clothes are more rougher than hers to wash, you know. And I wash his body. That's what we do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You boil them?
No, so we don't boil. They used to boil clothes. We got a boiling pot there, but we don't.
You starch them?
No, I don't hardly wear starch pieces now.
Did you used to?
Yes, when I was a younger man. Got too old. I don't know what anything to do now. I try to keep it clean, you know, if I can. I put it on clean as it gets better after I get it done.
I don't know that I've ever seen what a dress up. He's always got on his clothes just like mine.
I don't like it very much now, but sometimes I'll try to put on something a little better, but I don't like it much. I want to keep these here clean. That's all I want them to be. And I'm ready to go.
When you go to church, you have to dress up.
Yes, yeah, so I'll try to put, well, I don't know, it would be so much dressed up, but it would be best to have, I guess.
I hate to go off anywhere and feel uncomfortable from dressing up.
Sure. Well, that's what it would be. One time I bought me one of them high collars, you know, people used to wear them. High collars, you know, right up under here, and that is one time I felt uncomfortable, cause I right up on my chin, you know, and I couldn't hardly turn my neck for it. I didn't wear that too many times either.
Do you ever have one like that?
Man,
you ever have a high collar?
I never bought one of those.
Granddaddy, how far did you live from Granddaddy when he used to live back up in there?
Well, I lived now. It was just about half a mile from where he lived. When he lived up there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't living there right there at that time. Oh. But I was living further over, and that my daddy was living right there where I'm living at the time when he lived up there.
I see.
Yes. But we've been knowing him ever since he first came to this country.
Oh,
that's where he got off the train at. You know, that old, used to be a little station set out there, not quite where how they clean them two tracks and make it over Junction.
Yeah.
That's where that's the first place he hit Florida, I think. I guess that's the first place Florida you got off in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come you to stop there, Granddaddy? Is that where your money run out?
Yes, sir.
As far as you can go.
Well, there we go.
Well, He stayed up there a good many years, and he left there. He worked himself all down this way, and he's been down on this end ever since. But we've been seeing one another ever since then.
Yeah.
I guess myself and my dad is about the two first men he got acquainted with around here, wasn't it?
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, so he and Miss Annie are some of your oldest friends.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I don't know. Miss Annie was saying that she getting afraid to stay up there by herself.
She said so, and so she said she. I've been bringing her just about all this year. She's been coming with me, but I guess y'all haven't seen her. She used to be at home, but she hears talk of so much things happening, going on, different places, and back up there, you know, it's all kind of back by herself. And so she told me she's going with me. She wasn't going to stay there. And as she told me that, I felt like she ought to go, because you couldn't tell what would happen, you know.
No, you can't.
She said when that truck goes, she goes with it. Yes,
she goes. And I'm glad for her to go now, because I'd rather for her to go. Because if anything happens, let's have them both be there together, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. See, I would feel kind of bad if I'd go up and come back there, you know, and something had happened like that, you know, and like do a lot of places. You know, you hear talk so much different things, a different kind goes on around different places. And it's people got to the place now, you know, a lot of people you can't trust, you know. So that's yeah, feel right. Cause I can't do anything happen. I can't do much fighting. I'm too old like I used to, but I try to leave a sign there for somebody to go by. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You don't have a telephone back then.
No, I don't have. That's one thing I wish I had. I didn't have. I don't have. If I had a telephone, it would be much better.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, well, sometimes like when you needed to get out, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Need to call somebody. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. If I, you know, such a thing like I need help, you know, or you got sick at the house, you know, help some kind or you like that, you know, had a telephone, you know, would be. But if you have to get in contact with these robbers and things, a telephone would probably don't help too much there, do it? Because you don't have time to use it. No, that's where the trouble comes in.
If you got a party line, you can't always get the telephone.
No, no.
And if you get it, the receiver may be off the hook.
That's right. Yes. Yes, it's kind of bad, but on the other side, I'll just tough it out. If I see anything going to happen, because if the fellow wasn't going to do anything to me, he just give me a little warning, I'd be kind of prepared for him.
Yeah.
Yes, because I might not could do much as he could do, but I just like I told you, I'd leave a sign there for somebody to see something, they know something had happened there.
You going to have to get another dog or two?
I think I don't know if I get one. I want one if I get one. You know, when you have two together like that, and one of them, they was raised against one puppies. And one of them get missed, the other don't be is good. It won't be much good. If I could find another one, a pretty good dog, you know what, on the yard, to be with us now, it's going to get me one.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you likely run across one?
I don't know. Now, I had a brother-in-law said he knew where one was at Hawthorne now. Because I didn't particularly need it. He told me that's been 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks. He was going to bring it to me. But I didn't tell him not to bring it because I didn't particularly need it, you know, and I didn't tell him to bring it, didn't tell him not to bring it. But he told me he was gonna bring it, and so I don't know where that same dog. He didn't have the dog. It was his boss man. Dog come to his boss man house and they say the dog wouldn't try to steal nothing, and bark like smart on the yard, and the boss man's wife didn't want the dog there, and so he's gonna get the boss man to catch him for him, and he's gonna bring him to him. But I ain't heard no more.
Well, now that's what you want. You want to get one where you know the habits.
Yes, sir, that's what I want. I told him I didn't want a dog with a bad habit.
You don't want one that's mean.
No, sir.
Body,
huh? No, sir. And I don't want one where to go off and like go over that man passing and bother his cows doing. Then what I had, they wouldn't do it, you know. And I don't want to get one of that kind, though, to go in there and kill his cows or run at his cows. Because if he did, I'd have to kill his mom, sir.
Now, you don't want a puppy, you want a dog.
I'd rather have one right now, yes, sir.
Yeah.
If I couldn't get a dog, I was going to raise maybe a puppy. But I'd rather have a dog if I get one of the pretty good disposition, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know. You're just running across them all the time.
Yes, sir. Now, sometimes they drop them off here. You know, people come down here fishing on that bridge. I guess that I know they come out of town, I guess. And you see old dog run them down the road, try to find where to go.
Yes.
And but you know, sometimes you get old a good one that way. But you know, I don't want one with a bad habit. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want that.
No, you could get a bad one. That
okay.
Yes,
sir. One of them came up here one time that was lost.
Yes, sir.
And I tried to drive him away.
Yes, sir.
And I even took my gun out there.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to shoot him. I was going
to
shoot
him. Try to scare him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, he was such a pet, he didn't know how to run away.
No, sir.
I shot at him a couple times, and he ran up to me.
Oh, he come to you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, sir.
Now, you don't want a dog like that.
No, sir.
That's just a pet.
That's just a pet. That's right. Yeah, just having a dog. Yeah. Well, no, sir. But I'm going to try to get in contact with him and see that same dog. Course, if I was get that and I see he wasn't going to suit me, I would try to get rid of him. I'd get rid of him. I'd have to give him to somebody else. You know, I wouldn't keep him. But if I can get these what I had, they suited me all right. The table one fault had them. That they love to go rabbit hunting. And they would do that if you turn both of them loose. If you turn them loose, they'd go hunting. And sometimes he'd still be off all day long when you need him at home, that he'd be off in the scrub there hunting. That's the fault I found of them.
They just love to hunt.
He'd love to hunt, yeah. But listen, I got there, he's pretty smart and watchful, but he won't be as much good there by himself.
You know, this fellow, old McNope, this man Weaver.
Yes.
Buck Weaver's brother.
Yes.
He got them fine hunting dogs.
Yes, he always talked to me about a dog, but he sold me a dog once, and he wasn't what his markers been. I never did. He always tell me about his dogs good hunting dogs. Well, I bought one, and I promised him. Well, in fact, at that time, what I wanted for then is a coon dog. And, you know, back in them years, the coon fur was worth some money. You could take a coon hide and get $8 and $10 for it.
Oh.
Yes. Well, long as them time, coons didn't buy the corn because people caught them. But they got out of the place where you couldn't get nothing for the hide. People started catching them, and lots of people stopped eating them and everything. And so now they're just raising coons now. That's all they're doing now. And they don't catch him now. And he sold me a dog for $25. And I had given him $5 down. He recommended a good coon dog. And I carried him home. And the dog wouldn't do nothing but run rabbits. And so I didn't carry him back. But he stayed too long and he went back. And I was glad when he did go back. But when I seen him, I asked him, yes, you give him $5 back? He said, no, he gave him money back. Well, I just $5. I just made him prisoner, you know. And old dog wasn't worth nothing. If he had let me keep him, he wasn't worth $5.
Well, he got that dog trained, then he can sell it to somebody else.
Yes, well, I think that's what he did do. I think that's what he did
do. Well, let me tell you.
Yes.
Would it?
Yes.
This is not the season of the year to eat wild meat.
No, sir, they're not.
But in the wintertime.
Yes, sir.
Why couldn't the fella, did you ever catch coons?
Yes, I used to catch them. So.
And eat them.
Yes, I have eaten, but we got this place now. We don't eat them out there. No.
What's the trouble?
Sir, well, I just quit. You know, we used to eat them.
Well, if it's in season, wouldn't they be good?
Yes, sir, they'd be good. Just as good as ever. Well, in fact, I tell you one thing. Now, neither of us don't use no salt on our food. Well, take a wild game like that. If you don't put no salt on it, you know, it ain't not no fit to eat. You can't season it. You can't cook one and cook it, season it where it'll be good. Because if it cooks the soup, our appetite or suit the taste of it, why it'll probably run our blood up, you know, and make it kind of bother high blood a little bit.
Well, what's wrong with this other salt, this artificial salt?
I can't. I got somebody at the house now. I just quit trying to use it. It don't like me. I can get anything out of it.
Is that right?
It don't suit me. I don't know who it with other people or not. Now, you take, they say to take the place of the other soul, but it don't do that.
Yeah.
It don't take the place of the other soul. It probably might help some, but I put some on my food. What I got two little jars of it now, just one of them, about the size of the skin, and one of them a little bit smaller. And I put some on it, and I couldn't say, might say, tell the difference in taste, and I just quit trying. I just eat it without salt.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty poor eat, all right enough, but you know, there's no such thing as you can't do. Something people say I can't do, it's like people smoke cigarettes or anything, you say I can't stop or can't quit. But there's no such thing as you can't.
No.
So that's the way about eating that salt. There's no such thing as you got to have it there. Because I eat every meal I eat now without salt.
Is that right?
But it don't taste right, though, but I can eat it. Well, you still be living after you eat it.
Yeah.
You don't die from it. I'll say that much, but it don't taste right.
It don't taste right.
No, sir. No, sir. I don't think you'll find anything to take the place of that soul. I don't believe you will. The soul don't do it.
Yeah. Well,
not just me.
You've been spoiled, you see. You had things your way all your life.
Hey, my problem might be. Well, I guess I have in a way. Because I can say one thing. I ain't no bit hungry. And all these number of years I've been in this world, not a whole day, if I did, I didn't do it.
And then you had things cooked the way you wanted them.
Yes, sir. And my wife used to take them old coons, old raccoons like you're talking about. And she'd fix them. And another thing, these soft-shell turtles, she could take them and pick them away. But it takes salt and grease to get it, and pepper and things, plenty of that to get it that way. But just cook anything without salt, I think you're a coon or a turtle or nothing. You couldn't eat it. I don't believe it'd hit a stop. I think that's even so many people said don't eat them because it wasn't fixed the right way. I believe that.
Well, have you quit eating all the wild stuff?
Yes, sir.
No turtles, no nothing.
Well, so sometimes, now I can eat something like I'm not thinking about squirrel. I don't kill them now, squirrel. I could eat a little piece of bread or something, or wild duck, maybe. But I don't care too much about it because it don't be seasoned, you know, and I don't care too much about it.
Oh, I remember when we used to get them young squirrels.
Yes, sir.
They were just so tender. And
you know, back up that way I live at, not cutting you off, but you know, before they started cleaning up all that land around, I used to just go out there, just cross the bridge, go to anywhere, and come back with you from 6 to 10, 12 squirrels if you wanted to, that many.
Yeah.
Get all you wanted. But now you see a few. I just one come there eating our pears. I told my wife I was going to kill him because I don't think he'd be fitting to eat, but I'm getting to coon doing enough damage, and he come there helping. Now he'll eat the pears all and the peaches all through the season, and when time comes to kill the squirrel, now he'll leave then and go back in the scrub. I don't see him then. I told him I'll kill him just for doing that, because when time comes to hunt him, he won't be there no how. Huh? I just want to get him out of the way, because squirrel or anything like that, they're not sitting to eat now.
No.
No.
You see, I was in the army for between 3.5 and 4 years.
Yes, sir.
Away from home.
Yes, sir.
Out of this country, most of it.
Yes, sir.
And I spent 2 months in the hospital one time.
Yes, sir.
You see what you get used to.
Yes, sir.
You get used to being sick.
That's right, sir.
But my granddaddy is afraid to go to the doctor.
Yes, sir.
He's afraid of you. He never got the habit.
No,
see?
Sir. No, sir.
Well, I got the habit.
Well, that's with me. I
go to the doctor just like I go down and get a soda pop.
Well, that's with me. I think I'll go next week and have a checkup.
Yeah.
See how my blood's standing, you know. You don't go no time.
Go where?
The doctor.
Well, I ain't been to the doctor. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I tell you, it wouldn't hurt you for you to have a checkup, though.
I know it would.
You know? Sometimes your blood gets too high, you know, all such things there.
Get high, get low, and
everything. Yes, that's true.
Well, now food. We always had salt.
Yes.
But I remember we didn't have fresh food.
Yes.
Like fresh eggs.
Yes.
But they had all these powdered eggs.
Yeah.
Well, I found out that the powdered eggs were just as good as fresh eggs.
Yes.
If you've got somebody who take pains with them.
That's right.
And season them.
Yes.
And cook them.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But you can cook anything and spoil it.
Spoil it, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got used to all that. I can use, I can live on this powdered milk.
Yes, sir.
Well, it'd take me a day or two to get used to it.
Yes, sir.
But I could go ahead and just forget the other milk.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I
believe you're right about that. You know, and I think that's what caused a lot of people say they don't eat different things. You know, just the way it's prepared for me. It wasn't, you know, people, everybody don't know how to fix it up, right?
Yeah.
I just believe that.
You spend 3.5 years in the army, you get so you eat anything.
I guess so. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, but the seasoning, the salt, I found that artificial salt would just good as any.
Yes, you could taste it on
yes,
the food.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh huh.
But
see, I like I said, you see, but after 3 or 4 years, that's what you get. You don't get particular.
Yes.
But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
We used to eat all this old light bread, you know.
Yes.
And I've come back to it. That old bread is not satisfying.
Light bread.
Yes. You do better to get just the same old biscuits like we used to have.
Yeah.
Except you don't have buttermilk biscuits anymore.
Yeah.
And cornbread.
Yes.
You can still cook cornbread like you used to.
Sure you can.
I find that's more satisfying and you don't have to eat so much of it.
Nothing.
And we just sort of going back to that.
Yes.
And you know, it don't cost me as much.
No, it don't. No. People got in the habit to use that light bread now, and you don't have to cook it, and like, everybody's going after it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's satisfying, and it's costly.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, that's I guess a lot of people don't ever make no biscuits now. You make up dough, make biscuits. Some of them, I see lots of them that still buy them already. So I do set them in the stove.
Yeah.
Don't go to no trouble.
No, that's too much trouble.
Yeah.
Well, before you go, tell Granddaddy about my experience with the old mule. he hadn't heard about that.
No.
So I guess my stuff will go on now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I went up there with the blacksmith. He come by here one morning and gonna trim these horses' feet. And I told Woodard I'd bring him up there sometime.
Yes, I remember.
But the time he come, well, I don't know, it's on Saturday morning or something.
Yes.
Anyhow, I got up there and Woodard wasn't there. Now you tell about it. you tell him about it.
He read it a lot. The catch the mule, the trim his feet, the mule run him, the other man both out.
Yeah.
I say, what mule at the house?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was doing nothing like that.
Yeah.
Dear strangers, no?
Yeah.
Run both of them out the line.
Now you see, I had been up there when he was there, and Emma just ate out of my hand. She just treated me just like a member of the family. But when he wasn't there, I'm telling you, she stuck them ears back.
She means for you to leave there. Eh? Well, I didn't know she would do that, you know. I'm learning something about her I didn't know myself, but I didn't know she would. But she knew they were strange people, you know.
Oh, sure.
And just, I guess she says they don't have no business in here, she's going to get them out.
And yeah. I was so surprised, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I kept, after I found out what was going to happen, I kept on after it,
yeah.
You see. It's a wonder she hadn't stoned me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess she wasn't going that far, but I she had a thing, you know, one can tell pretty quick whether she can get you to move or not.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what she did do when I first got her. Now, when I got her from this fella and went in there to catch her one morning, she tried me that way. She back here coming right. Like, oh, she look at the way she's coming to me like she wasn't going to stop, like she's coming right on over me. I got to be a stick. I told her, come on. But we were going to have a fight there at war, because I know I had to put the bribe on her.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to bluff me. So after she found I couldn't bluff me, the next time I went there, I took the bridle and hold up like that. I said, come here. And she couldn't have stuck her nose in that bride.
Well, I'll tell
you. You know, they got plenty of sense, all right, Mel. But if they can tell just a minute that they get you kind of. You know, where you think you'll go the other way, and they'll keep you going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Miss Annie said she couldn't handle.
No, sir. She never did handle that. She used to handle that, but I never did let her, didn't start off with handling this. Because I wouldn't, if she first started off, I'd rather been around there, you know, see how she would act. Now, she won't try to kick you. I can do anything to her, anything I want to do to her. pick up back seats, do anything I want to do, because she don't offer her kids. But and I can catch it. That's just one thing about when she get out, like to turn out in the tassel there. Unless it's feeding time, she's mean to catch.
Yeah.
You'd have to drive in. She'll run all over. You see them kind of run all over the whole place. And feeding time, she'll come in. You'd open. She'll come in easy. Outside of that, she just mean to catch.
But you work there and don't have any trouble at all.
Not a bit. I can just hold up the bridle. See, I just tell her to come in. You know. She'll come right on to her. Stick a heat at her for you to put the bridle on. I don't have a bit of trouble with her.
Yeah.
I can handle this most any way I want. Actually, don't offer to try to kick me a bit.
Yeah. That's it. And then somebody comes in, you see, like I do.
Yes.
And allowed to get hurt.
You allowed to get hurt, that's right.
And then it'll make the mule mean.
Make the mule mean. Cause if she runs this person, another one comes, she'll do try to do them the same way.
Yeah.
But she knows me. She won't try to do me that way.
Yeah.
But she'll try. I just like you. Since I believe if a stranger would come, like if I believe if he's coming there, I believe she'd make a attempt at him to try him anyway. If she didn't run him, she'd try him. And so if she could run him, she said she could get him started. She knows it's a pretty easy matter to keep him going.
What kind of rations you have to have for this time of year?
I was just given just a little oat and cone mixed together. I don't feed her very heavy this time. She ain't doing nothing, you know. And I give her a little of that twice a day. And she don't eat. She ain't waking. She don't eat as much hay. Well, in fact, you know, you don't eat. But I tell you what, one thing she do love. She love fruit, any fruit kind, oranges, peaches, pears. Now, we pear peelings and that core in there, you know, cut off the pear from around. I just carry every one of them there and just pile them up over the lot on the ground there in the this year. And 2 hours time, she hadn't cleaned up any bit of it.
Yeah.
And peaches, if you turn out anywhere, a peach tree, where the tree at, she'd pick them every one off the tree and eat them. You know, when they get near right.
Yeah.
And she'd eat them all. And oranges, she's crazy about them. Watermelons, she loves watermelons.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. You know, watermelons, is I don't know if you ever tried now. There's a fine thing for a beast, a horse, or mule. There's about the best thing, just like you would a hog. To start them off, you know, if he's down pool, where make him shade off, put on new cooler hair. Look like it cleans them out.
Oh.
I think it's that sweet juice in them seed, I guess. Yes. Well, all right, I guess we better be going, I guess. Now,
how's her feet?
Sir?
How's her feet?
Her feet, right. I'll tell you what's the trouble with her feet. I don't know what would you call the disease. See, I think she had that disease in her feet, you know, where the mule gets from standing in a boggy lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call that.
Butt rot.
Yes. Well, she had that in the bottom of her feet when I got her. And then they didn't tell me. A man had told me a remedy. When I found it out, it was just too late. It hadn't done about to eat all her feet up down in there. That's what make her feet so raggedy. Now, you couldn't put shoes on her because she ain't got her feet too raggedy to put shoes on.
Yeah.
Yes. All you can do now is just keep a hoof cleaned off, trimmed off, you know, where when they get too long like that, that top hoof, you know, keep them trimmed off. And as she, be long as she be on the sand, like out in the dirt, it don't bother. But she couldn't travel that road, a hard road out there, no. She'd be so she couldn't walk on it. Yeah. I reckon if she walked 5 miles, she'd be so she couldn't walk on it.
Oh, yeah.
If you keep her right up on top there.
I
used to go drive the hills, so I keep her on the side. Just crossing the road don't hurt her, but you know, if you keep her right up on top of that, because her feet is too sour.
How do you trim her toes off, feet off?
Now, I got just a wood chisel, that's what I'm using. I sharpen that the best I can and just trim it off with that. Just take a hammer and beat it.
On the ground?
Yes, because I don't have nobody to hold or stand on a board or something else, and I just. But the ground was kind of hard, you know. I'd get kind of find a place where it's kind of hard, but
yeah.
with moody grass and things down there, and I just set it off right on the ground. That's,
well, she'd put a foot on a board, wouldn't she?
Yes, if I had to buy the hole, but I don't have to buy the hole, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing, it is that you have to do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
Now, why she don't understand how to handle one very much, you know, like that, you know. Yes, everybody could hold on, make a, on a board, you know. Now, I see blacksmiths, because I don't have none of them, with some nips, you know. Got a handle about it so long, and
yeah,
you just nip them off, you know.
Yeah.
If I had one of them, that would be a good thing, like a regular, like her feet is. But I can take that wood chisel, you know, and round it up pretty good, you know, keep them getting too bad.
Well, now, I've got a pair of them nips.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
They'll clip, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of them. Yeah.
Oh, you got to do it. Yes, that's simple.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they got a handle about that long.
That's right, sir. Yes. Same thing, the blacksmith used to use a trim around the feet. I seen them use it when I did used to care and have them shot it, yes, sir.
But it's, you know, it's that's the hardest work I ever done around here, was to trim these horses' feet.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. It just...
They're hard already. Isn't it?
Pulls you all over.
Yes. They're hard all right now. Now, unless you... rain at time, it's much easier. Like a rainy week, wet weather,
yeah,
they like it to be more soft then.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. It don't be as hard. But a dry time like this now, they get just as hard as a rock. Or, yes, sir.
Well, you see, Granddaddy, Miss Annie has been visiting all this time, and if he had hurried on down there, she wouldn't have made out her visit.
Well, I guess I better go now, because we have to come back maybe down to store. What's my damage with you now?
What's that?
How much are we?
Well, let me see. I'll tell you what. I just put all this off until you might have a few extra sweet potatoes this winter.
I sure have some if life lasts and look be as good as it has been for things. I'll have some.
You just watch out for me when I just look sort of lean and hungry.
Well, I don't know when that'll be, but whenever I think you're hungry, I'll bring them to you.
like Philip says, when I look like I'm just sort of down in the mouth and feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you what you do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you come to see us because we enjoy you and we enjoy Miss Anna.
Thank you.
That's the way you can take
all
it.
Right, thank you. All right. Well, anyhow, if I make any sweet potatoes, I just feel like I think you might want to eat a sweet potato.
No,
I'll take
one. No, 2 bushels. That's too many.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's all right. I didn't feel bad about it at all. How do you
keep your truck going so well? It seems to be in good shape.
Pretty fast shape. I don't know, sir. That old truck out there, it is a real better one than that other one was. But it's a pretty good old truck. And you don't have to, I think I need a quart of oil in there now.